Looks like there will be no slipping and sliding in Seattle this summer. The event that was hyped in social media in Seattle, Spokane, and the Tri-Cities has now been canceled. As KUOW's Lisa Brooks reports, all the excitement came to a halt over everyday health regulations.
Media websites called it a not-to-be-missed event. In Seattle, a big chunk of Mercer Street was to be closed down August 16th, so people who plopped down $30 a ticket could take a wet and wild ride. However, the slide the city organization said it had to cancel the Seattle and Spokane slides because state and county health departments said they couldn't accommodate them. Amy Gessel is with Slide the City's marketing department.
We've been working with the health department for months, and we're actually pretty excited to keep working with them and make sure that we're following every single rule and regulation.
We'd heard about, them wanting to do events in Seattle and Spokane, but we never received an application for either of those sites.
That's Washington State Health Department Public Information Officer Marquise Allen. In fact, he says the only place Slide the City did try to get a permit in Washington was in the Tri-Cities. He says they filed initial paperwork nearly 5 months after the health department contacted them. And after the department asked some questions, Slide the City quickly canceled the Tri-Cities event. Checks of other giant Slide the City events around the country reveal cancellations in at least a dozen other locations. Reasons range from permitting to equipment failures to poor ticket sales. I'm Lisa Brooks, KUOW News.